listener production.
Hi, Isabel Everett here with your news briefing. More than 500,000 people are under evacuation orders across New South Wales, with residents being told to brace for more downpours from today. An east coast low is developing off the coast, with river levels expected to continue rising over the next 24 hours through to Tuesday. Two Defence Force helicopters have been made available to assist with rescues. SES Commissioner Carlene York says people from Port Stephens in the north to Batemans Bay in the south and everywhere in between should be prepared for flash flooding and wild winds.
Pack an emergency kit that's ready to go, such as your personal identification documents, things of value, clothing and equipment, and what you need to be able to make sure that you're safe.
For the first time in 100 years, a case of diphtheria of the throat has been detected in New South Wales. A two-year-old from the north of the state is in an intensive care unit in Queensland. The potentially deadly disease is contagious, but health authorities say there's no ongoing risk to the community. More than 20 people are missing after a boat was snapped in half by a typhoon in waters off Japan. Three people were pulled to safety in rough seas south of Hong Kong. And Ash Barty has been named Person of the Year at this year's National NAIDOC Week Awards. Thousands of people attended the ceremony in Melbourne overnight. The three-time Grand Slam winner recognised for her contributions to youth sport and education. In NRL, and Latrell Mitchell's made a huge call after a successful return from his latest hamstring blow in South's 18-point victory over Para last night. He says he won't return for next week's Origin decider. It means rookies Matt Burton and Stephen Crichton will likely keep their positions in the centres as the Blues aim to win back-to-back series against the Maroons. Elsewhere, the Cowboys took down the Broncos and the Sharks had a win over the Bulldogs. Today, the Warriors face the West Tigers before the Dragons take on the Raiders. And in AFL, the Demons have proved too strong for Adelaide, maintaining their grip on top spot with a 29-point victory overnight. Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin says their strength in defence got them through.
To Adelaide's credit, they brought a lot of pressure and heat around the contest areas. And early in the game, that was what the game was looking like. It was a tough game in and around the footy, in and around the scrimmages. But in the end, you know, I thought our method over a long period of time proved to be the difference.
Elsewhere, Collingwood came out on top against the Gold Coast. Geelong took down North Melbourne and Essendon had an upset win over Sydney. Listener.